USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's taking hydroxychloroquine, a drug he's repeatedly touted as a therapeutic for coronavirus. The president telling reporters he's taking it under the care of White House doctors.
I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
Did the White House doctor recommend that you take that? Is that why you're taking it?
Yeah, White House doctor. I didn't recommend. No, I asked him, what do you think? He said, well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it. I'd like to take it.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the more than $3 trillion bill passed by the Democratic-controlled House last week nothing but a liberal wish list.
In the 2 months that House Democrats spent away from their duty stations, they seemingly gave themselves just one assignment. Draft an enormous, enormous political messaging bill and brand it as coronavirus relief.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, David. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Monday is reopening day in states across the country. Auto plants are resuming their operations in Michigan, and restaurants are welcoming diners in Maine. Meanwhile, malls are making way for shoppers in Minnesota, and gyms are opening their doors in South Carolina, Texas, and Arizona. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox News,
but reopen we must, because it's not health versus the economy. It's actually health versus health. There are serious health consequences to keeping us shut down, whether it's the suicidality rates or if it is cardiac procedures not being received, cancer screenings, pediatric vaccinations declining. All of these are critical health needs that are part of reopening the economy.
Stock soaring on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 912 points to finish at 24,597. The S&P jumped 90 points, and the NASDAQ rose 220. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
On the heels of Kevin Harvick winning his 50th career race on Sunday at Darlington Raceway, NASCAR will again be in action on Tuesday. The Xfinity drivers will take to the track in Darlington, and then Wednesday, Cup drivers are back in action. Fox Sports NASCAR reporter Matt Yoakum says it's great to see the drivers back out on the track.
Well, Brian, great to be with you. And I think if you look at Sunday in Ainsley's home state of South Carolina, the Darlington Raceway, I mean, it had everything. It had a mix of emotion, unity, excitement, all wrapped up in the one on the grid. When you're seeing drivers for the first time in 71 days walk to their race cars, carrying their helmets for safety precautions, crew members in PPE, but you also had some normalcy. You had Darius Rucker singing the national anthem. And then I felt like one of the most touching parts of the day was when we had our true heroes, our medical folks, give the command to start ages. But seven-time champ Jimmy Johnson said it best at the beginning of our Fox broadcast. When he said, the beginning of any journey is always the most important. And all eyes globally from the entire world of sport were focused on NASCAR, the teams, and my teammates at Fox Sports to pull off the first live major sporting event since the pandemic. And I think at day's end, you can check every box. It was hit out of the park.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis telling NASCAR to come on down as well as Florida is open for business. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.